It is time again for Chekhov Chat. Of course, that is a program brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef Chekhov dollars. Remember, that's our beef and dairy producers from all across the state and their financial contributions for research, promotion, and education. I will point you to beeftips.com if you want to see some of the great resources that are available. Everything from fantastic recipes, right on through to farmers telling their stories, farmers and ranchers sharing how they manage their livestock, manage the land. It's a great website, beeftips.com. Tammy Vossen's in studio with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. And want to talk a little bit about some of the activities that have been going on, Tammy. Summer is always full for you guys as far as activities are concerned. You had an opportunity to kind of do something a little bit different. You call it e-commerce, and it was focused in on reminding people how heart-healthy beef cuts can be. Tell me a little bit more about that event.
Right. So the Wisconsin Beef Council early this spring had the opportunity to invest in an e-commerce campaign with a national retailer. So the program was initiated by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who is a contractor to the Beef Checkoff program. They had this relationship with the national retailer, and they were running ads on the retailer's website, as well as popular websites that, as a consumer, you might go visit. So within that, we invested additional dollars so that we could spread that program further within our state and have more consumers be exposed to those ads. And we don't always have the opportunity to have a direct measurement on pounds of beef sold or the impact of a program overall. But in this particular campaign, for every one Chekhov dollar that we invested, we know that we sold an additional $96 of beef through that retail website. So a consumer saw the ad, they're like, man, that lean beef dish looks absolutely delicious. And they hit shop now and put that into their online shopping cart to purchase beef. So we are so thrilled with that opportunity. We actually have another one of those going right now for tailgating.
Right time for that. And, you know, like you said, sometimes we know that these dollars are bringing us returns. We just don't know the exact dollars. One message that you want to remind all beef producers about is they are making decisions about how dollars are spent. Their checkoff dollars are a direct reflection of the direction they want to go, both on the state and the national scene.
That's absolutely right. We actually, the Wisconsin Beef Council Board just met and approved our budget for 2025 last week. So they were making those decisions on where they want to have those dollars invested. Our staff, of course, laid out some program ideas, but they were the ones that had to make that decision on where, what programs they were going to be funding in the coming year. And the same thing happened just last week at the Cattlemen's Beef Board. So at that national level, you had 20 beef and dairy producers from across the U.S. who came together, and they had to cut $8 million in programs. You know, there were proposals that exceeded what the, I think it was like $36 million in programs that were funded. The program proposals came in $8 million over that. So it was those producers making those decisions. Which I think is really an important message for people to understand on the checkoff side.
Absolutely. Tammy Vossen in studio with the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Again, just to learn more about how those beef checkoff dollars are invested, feel free to go to their website and get some insights at beeftips.com. Now, one area where there's been an investment year after year is regarding beef quality assurance, Tammy. That is something that has been a critical mark for beef producers to continue to keep consumers' confidence about how they're handling their animals, our vendors, our stores, our processors. And this is a recertification year for those beef producers that are out there. And remember, dairy, that involves you as well. You need to be sure that you are keeping up with the beef quality assurance requirements.
Right. So this is kind of that three-year time period dating back to 2018. When some of our larger packers first started requiring certification in the Beef Quality Assurance Program. And that's primarily applicable to farmers who are selling fat cattle through an auction market or direct to the packer that are fat native beef cattle. However, the program is so beneficial in just continuing to update ourselves on what did we learn from the recent National Beef Quality Audit? How can we take those areas that we need to improve and make changes back onto our farm? So Wisconsin Beef Council, in partnership with the Division of Extension here within Wisconsin, is offering over 20 in-person recertification meetings starting here later in September. And as we laid out that agenda of where those programs were going to be held, we're covering all corners and central part of the state. We know folks oftentimes either aren't comfortable on the computer or don't have the internet capacity to be able to complete that program online. So we suggest you go to our website at bqa.org, find those locations and get registered there. You can also contact some of the county extension offices for more information on where and when those programs will be offered.
And how long are those training courses for people that might be either can't remember how long it initially took them to get qualified, or maybe we've got some new folks that realize how critically important that tool is? Give them a little sense on the time.
Right. So an in-person certification program is going to take about 2 hours. So you can either attend one of those, or as we mentioned, you can also do it online. And if you go to bqa.org, at that website, you hit a certification button, and you can either take one of the primary classes, like it would be cow-calf or stocker backgrounder or feedlot, or if you already have a BQA certification, you can earn some continuing ed credits online. It takes 3 credits to be recertified. It'll just push your date out by 3 more years, so you'll be good to go. But yeah, I would say about, if you're doing it online, probably 2 hours, about the same time as for those in-person classes.
And again, like you said, that's why it's all about trying to make you comfortable, but keeping these certification skills current, because it's a very important part of the industry. It's not just about the beef producers and their practices. It is about making sure that the people you're selling your beef to remain confident in the entire system. Like she said, BQA.org is where you can find some of that guidance, or like we said, our university extension offices. Now, we're getting into tailgate season. Like you said, Tammy, I imagine that you've got our friend Angie Horkin pretty busy out there trying to drum up more recipes. That's another reason why I like to point people to beeftips.com. If you've never visited that website, you will leave with great ideas, new knowledge, and some great stories.
Right. Well, if you're not seeing Angie in some of your local TV markets during those news programs, she does like 15, 17 of them every single month across the state. The recipes that she is featuring are posted and updated monthly on our website. So here during the month of September, of course, she is focusing on back-to-school, quick and easy, nutritious beef recipes that we can be preparing as we're getting back into that school time routine. Next month, it will be tailgating, mm-hmm. and all of the fun things that we can bring to the tailgate, whether you're going to the game or you're having friends over. Again, it's at beeftips.com, and actually at the top of our website, there's some scrolling pictures, and you'll see her most recent monthly recipes there.
Yeah, we love to talk with Angie about all those things that are coming up. Again, Tammy Vossen in studio with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. So your takeaway, producers, are first of all, know that your checkoff dollars are well invested. That recent e-commerce effort that collaborated with the national scene, bringing you like $1 of checkoff invested, 96 extra pounds of beef purchased. Then remember the beef quality assurance recertification efforts that are starting later this month, bqa.org. And as always, anything that you want to find out about what's happening with your checkoff dollars, available now, beeftips.com.